the San Jose Sharks put on what can only be described as a thrilling game. I'm saying that with disdain and questioning in my voice, because for those of us on the tank train, does this derail? We'll talk about that and more after this. And if you want to be part of the show and join the conversation, chat with us and fellow Sharks fans on the page or the app, follow us on the social, that being in the YouTube chat, on the X Machine, Instagram, Facebook, Threads, Reddit, Discord, and of course all of the shenanigans going down at TikTok. Check out all of that and more at TealTownUSA.com. And if you want to help support the pod and get Puck Guy a new laptop, at TealTownUSA on the Venmo machine. Always helps us out. Oh, that joke's never going to get old. Well, somebody who never gets old as well. Jules, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. And don't worry, y'all. The tank isn't ruined, even though I also thought that. But it's not. Don't worry. We're good. We're chilling. The tank is still on.
Yeah, tank is still going. Still going strong.
It's fine. Like, they literally just need to lose out on 2 points. Let's not press any panic buttons here. We're totally fine. Reminder, they're playing the Wild and the, I believe, Oilers next.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we were talking about it, and I just don't think, you know, there isn't going to be an issue with them winning again.
Them winning one game is not Noah Gregor getting a hat trick on a 3-game winning streak last season. When they did not start off the season on an 11-game skid. Last year, they started off the season on a 5-game skid. Like, they're fine, guys. We don't have to worry about the tank. But we do have to give props to someone. And that is Devin Cooley.
Yeah, I mean, we want to talk about a goaltender who really saved the bacon of the Sharks tonight, and that would be Devin Cooley. I mean, he made 49 saves on 50 shots. I mean, we were looking at the shot counter going record soon.
Like, he was, I believe, like 7 away. Thank you for AJ for putting up that tweet, from having the record all time in like Sharks history for like most shots in a game.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe he played as well as he did in this game. And I mean, I don't know. We talked about, is there anything that's going to really show us if he's going to be something for the future? And I don't know. I think it's still kind of up in the air as far as what he's going to be. You know, they talked a little bit on the Pucknologist about having guys who want to be in the organization and wanting to be there. And that's going to be really important for the future of the team. However, is he going to be that future goaltender every day? I don't know. And we've seen good spurts from him. We've seen, you know, some goals that you wish he would have back. But I think so far, I think he's been a net positive.
I mean, again, goalies are kind of voodoo magic. Like, I can't sit here and be like, the Sharks have their future number one goalie. Like, it's voodoo magic. Like, you see some sparks in him and you're like, oh, yes, so there's something there. But, like, goalies are voodoo magic. Like, you never know. Like, also, it's just a feel-good story right now. Like, let's take it for what it is. Like, it's definitely a feel-good story.
Yeah, definitely a feel good story, and definitely good to see a former, a former fan of the team, basically, for all intents and purposes, you know, really try to lead the charge on being a part of the solution. And that's refreshing to see in what's been just not a great season and not a season full of things to look forward to.
People in the chat freaking out about the tank. Chill. Like, this team is allowed. Yeah. Thank you, Ian. They allowed 50 shots on goal. Like the only reason this game wasn't like 8-3 was because of Logan Cooley, not Lo Fudge. Puck Guy, what have you done? Was because of Devin Cooley. Like, yeah, like, chill. I was also stressed about it, so don't worry. You're not the only one, but. Sorry, what were you saying?
I mean, you're exactly right. It's not, I don't see there being any kind of threat to the tank.
No,
I mean,
they have 3 points in hand in Chicago.
Exactly. And
Chicago literally only needs a win, and they're playing against the Preds who have already clinched, the Canes who have already clinched. They're probably not winning the Knights and the Kings. So, like, the Preds and Canes, I can guarantee, are not going to be trying their hardest hockey at all. Like, the Wild and the Oilers are probably... McDavid probably is just going to try to get his 100th assist and then leave. Like, I mean, even SDPN said that. Like, it's fine. Anyways, sorry. I'm done ranting about this.
No, you're all good. I mean, look, we all want to see the team end with the best odds at the first overall. And I think there are a lot of mixed emotions when the Sharks win because, you know, we have suffered so much this season, and the one saving grace, you know, could be eventually taken away if the team does well. So it's just a dichotomy of
yeah,
how
it's
you
like
fan.
You don't know how to feel. You're like, props to Logan. Oh my God. Props to Devin Cooley, but also like, you know, God damn it, the Sharks and the tank. Like, if they lost tonight, it would have been clinched and we could all have gone to sleep peacefully. And now we have to wait till, when's the next time they play? Like
Saturday.
Oh, great. Right during the Frozen Four final. So like it's a very mixed bag, but listen, it's not the end of the world. If they suddenly go on a heater, we can blame Ian and life is good. Anyways, next.
Well, let's go over the game real quick. In that first period, you know, there was just, I mean, every period the Sharks were consistently outshot, right? But in that first half of the first period, it was pretty bad. It was something like 10-6 at one point, and you know, the team was just getting caved in on. But Luke Cunnan ends up scoring at 8:06, his 11th of the season, with Thrun and Costin getting the assists. Jesus. And we both talked about Costin being, you know, a piece that we've really liked seeing in Teal. And you know, I'm going to be interested to see what he looks like next year, and if he's got, you know, the same amount of playing time, if he can continue to replicate this little heater he's gone on the last little bit here, and you know, we'll see what he can do.
Very sneaky pickup by the Sharks, though, and that Šimek trade. You know, like give up, like Ian also said this before, you give up a UFA who's not going to re-sign with you, and you get Klim Costin, you have him for another year. The Sharks have like 7 forward signed next year. Good pickup, like what he brings.
Yep. Then Brian Dumoulin would end up getting his 6th of the year, and that would make it 1-1 at 9:22. Jordan Eberle getting the assist there. Just another blown coverage, and you know, the Sharks not really picking up the pieces in their own zone. But that would be the you know, the theme for tonight, was just bad giveaways in front of the net, allowing shots to come in from pretty much any angle. And Devin Cooley, you know, saving the bacon. So.
Yeah, I mean, this game was literally just Devin Cooley versus the Seattle Kraken.
Yeah, it's like nobody wanted to defend. So in that second period, Kyle Burrows would get his 2nd of the year with William Eklund just with a beautiful dish. And I mean, we remarked a little bit about this, but one guy that we really have liked to have seen his growth right now, and we are seeing his growth and kind of having his coming out party, is William Eklund. I mean, a guy who continually works on the craft of playing 200 foot, but when you see tonight where he's got that vision, he's got that extra, he's just got that one little hesitation, and can take his time in specific spots. He's able to slow down the game when he needs to slow it down. And he just has really great vision on the ice. And again, that Kyle Burrows goal was just a highlight, just how good of a passer he is and how creative he is. So I'm really glad to see.
Also, I did not know Kyle Burrows could snipe that well. Like, damn, what a snipe. But like, no, like, honestly, this the last like 11 games, I think part of due to the Sharks suddenly winning is Eklund's just been on a different level. Like he just elevated his games. I think he's on a crazy ass point streak right now. Has like 13 points in 11 games. Like he's really come into his own. Give that guy a decent center and he's going to be just fine in the NHL.
Yep. Fabian Zetterlund getting his 22nd, and that would come less than a minute later. Granlin and William Eklund. So another one coming from the Lund line. And
the Lund line.
Yeah.
That Lund line, quite good. I saw it. I think it might have been, I forgot who tweeted out. I think it might have been JD, but I think the shots had like, so, I think they had like 23 of the shots on goals or shot attempts. It was ridiculous. Like they're just dominating right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, another guy that you want to see do well is Fabian Zetterlund and just kind of growing on his career here. So I'm really excited to see the young kids do well, and it's really optimistic for going into succeeding seasons to see them, you know, become cornerstone pieces. I think that would be really, it'd be really cool to see those two play well when the Sharks finally hit the critical mass.
No, yeah, and it's nice to see like the chemistry those two have together. Like they're best buds off the ice for those of you who don't see the Sharks content like off ice, but like those two guys are just developing like such a good chemistry, and that line in general, it's very possible those two stay line mates for the future, like genuinely, depending on how everything folds out in the next few years.
Yeah, for the definitely for the foreseeable future, I see those two playing a long time together. So anyways, Jules, I mean, that would pretty much end the offensive output from either team. That third period was basically just, you know, Devin Cooley taking the spotlight and stopping every single, you know, bad, you know, giveaway and every single, you know,
Devin
point
Cooley
shot.
Was just, Devin Cooley was like, you guys want Celebrini? Nah, you get the Cooley performance.
Yeah. Come on, man. He's a fan, too. You should know better.
No, the tank is fine.
Well, if you're looking, if you're looking at the tankathon, let's take a look here. So, I mean, the 47 points, and let's take a look over at Chicago. They're at 51 points. They've got one less game played than we do. Got three games remaining, and they've got four games remaining.
Literally, the Sharks either have to lose or the Blackhawks have to win. That's literally all it takes. It's just one game. And of course, the Sharks are going to make this like suddenly the longest thing ever. Fun times. No, but it's fine. And like, listen, the Sharks have already clinched that the worst they can drop this year is fourth overall. Like, genuinely, that's already clinched. We know that for a fact. We can all try and take a deep breath, even though I think I just pissed off half the fan base, so I'm sorry.
yeah well
yeah, but we, on we, the sorry go
I was just gonna no, say no. Yeah, well, we do that sometimes.
we do. But on the bright side, because I'm tired of talking about the Sharks, Will Smith had himself a game today, potting in two goals. And BC is off to the Frozen Four playing my boy Ziv Buyum in the championship. So Smithy putting on a show for us.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about the future of the Sharks. And I mean, you've talked a little bit about some of the podcasts. Yeah, right. Some of the prospects on the podcast. Say that three times fast. Yeah, right. I think we've seen some really good growth out of the Sharks prospects in the last month. And I'm excited to see them add some really good, you know, injection of youth to the CUDA. I think we've both been on record as saying, you know, we really want to see some upgrades to that staff on the Barracuda. But I'm slightly optimistic that we have, you know, some cupboards that aren't bone dry anymore.
I mean, we definitely, I mean, when was the last time the Sharks prospect was the NCAA leader in points? By the way, Will Smith is at 71 points, I believe. Yeah, 71. He's now tied or has beaten Jack Eichel and Kyle Connor, who both had, I believe, 70 around that area. So like, when was the last time that happened? Quentin Musty today plotted a ridiculous goal. Just, that's it. That's plain and simple. And had an assist. I believe David Enstrom got an assist a few nights ago, or had back-to-back games with an assist. So yeah, I mean, the Sharks prospects are doing well. Luca Cagnoni hasn't played, which is why he hasn't put up a bajillion points. So there you go.
Quickly coming in from the locker room. Thank you, Puck Guy and AJ, for always covering that. Eklund has grown a lot. He'll be a big part of the team in the future. I'm excited to see where his career is headed. He has a real high ceiling. We need him, Ferraro. Hashtag tell us something we didn't know.
I mean, he's one of the cornerstones of the future Sharks core. Like, you know, this is just, he's just scraping the floor right now. Like, he's only, I think it's only going to go up from here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. And, you know, the talk about whether or not this is going to be the most important draft and important off season of the team's history, I think I'm highlighting this off season, Jules, because, you know, they're going to have a very, very high pick, whether it's, you know, 1, 2, or 3. They're going to have the Penguins pick. I think they're going to make the playoffs and squeak in barely. And, you know, they're going to want to give it up this year probably and not want to.
Well, they don't have the choice. If it's the, like, if it's below the top 10, the Sharks have to take this year's pick. Like, Pens don't get a choice to, like, move it to next year in that case. But, like, people who are upset about that pick moving, like, there's still a lot of good guys on the board. I've said this if you're on the Discord, and I'll say it here. Like, I think if that Pittsburgh pick keeps sliding, you'll probably see the Sharks pick a forward. There are a lot of good versatile forwards out there that I really like in this year's draft. So, like, it's not the end of the world that the Pittsburgh pick is sliding a bit, even though I'm, like, the biggest Zeev Bouyam person you'll find. And I was hoping we could pick him up, but I don't think that's going to happen right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to see them pick a defenseman with that second pick. But, you know, honestly, I don't think the Sharks really have the option of being that choosy when it comes to, you know, best player available.
And Sorry, go.
No, I was just going to say that this iteration of the draft staff looks a little bit more conservative as far as, like, picking guys that they know have a high floor. Yeah, maybe not necessarily high ceiling guys, but definitely high floor guys is what they're looking for.
I think if the Sharks pick 1, we all know they're going Celbrini. If they go 2, I'm assuming they're going to go Lefschnov. And 3 is where I kind of throw everything in a bucket and be like, pick a name out of a hat. Yeah. I know people in the chat are throwing Demidov. He's good. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's not good. It's like the Russian factor there where it's like, I don't know if how much, like, we don't know if he's going to ever come over. Like, that's the thing with that. And there's weird things with KHL contracts.
And I don't think the Sharks are in a position to have a question mark in one of their top prospects. You know, they need to have prospects that are going to replenish the NHL roster and not only that, but they have to really be talented and really add something of value, because, you know, at the moment, it's difficult for the Sharks to sign free agent talent. Free agent talent that's really good doesn't normally come up that often because teams are locking them in before they hit the market. So really, I mean, it puts that much onus to really hit on your high draft picks.
I will say this. Demidov is, like, undoubtedly very talented. Like, he's the second best player in the draft. I'm curious to see if the Sharks actually lean that way. Lindstrom is a beast, like one of, just if you ever want to watch some Lindstrom highlights, a beast, a 6'4", 6'2", don't quote me, just beast on the centerman, playing on the Medicine Tiger Hats, who also have Gavin McKenna, the cousin of Connor Bedard. There's too many Connors in the league. So yeah, just a ton of, you know, that top 4 is just juicy prospects. You have Berkeley Cadden, as well, who is, I really like him. I'm really high on him. So yeah, but there's your draft little recap.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting too. I mean, we're going to also see, we're going to see if some of the prospects kind of move up here in the last month or so, especially with the Frozen Four kind of going on and, you know, it's some other international events taking place before the draft. And, you know, we'll see where everything kind of ends up. But here's to hoping we can bring back a former junior shark. And
yeah, no, seriously. I mean, if you didn't watch today's Frozen Four, like, Celebrini's the full package. Like, you're getting an elite talent there. So
yeah, for sure. All right, Jules. Well, we've kind of recapped the game and we've kind of recapped, you know, thoughts on Frozen Four and prospects. Is there anything you want to go ahead?
One last prospect I want to shout out. Actually, two. Okay. Shout out to Cardwell and Gushkin. Cardwell was nominated for AHL Man of the Year, I believe.
Nice.
I think they have a really good player in Cardwell. And Gushkin, I think, had a 3-point night last night. And Shang did release something where he is not leaving the Sharks. So we can all calm down about that.
Nice. Well, yeah, I saw that Shang tweet as well. And I think he also wrote an article. But basically, Gushkin, you know, is confirmed to stay for the AHL next year. Hopefully with the, you know, with the team kind of evolving a little bit and maybe having a little bit more veteran presence that can bring him up and feel a little bit more confident that he's going to, you know, play the way in which he needs to play to stick for a long time. Because, you know, I always get worried with the international players because they have another avenue to go to, right? They can go back to their home teams and it just seems like, you know, if they don't get their shot at the NHL in the first, you know, 2 or 3 years of their window, they normally go back home. So,
Gushkin will get his shot.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I certainly hope so. So Quinn, quickly, we'll go over some of the quotes coming out of the locker room from Quinn. Cooley was unbelievable. Not much more to talk about. Feels good to get a win, even if you wish you played better. Thought we got better as the game went on, but not great by any stretch. The Lundlined played well. You see there's chemistry there. Thrun is playing with new confidence. He doesn't let a bad play get in his way. And I don't care if he's from Guam or San Jose, he's stopping pucks. I'm just glad for the way he's playing. So good praise from Quinn. And, you know, finally kind of capping it off. Not only did Cooley have 50 saves, they were hard saves. Exactly. And I think that's one area in which the Sharks are really going to have to address this offseason is their own defensive positioning and their defensive play. Because we, in the last couple of years, have not, you know, we've seen it regress pretty badly. And I'd be interested to see kind of what the averages kind of play out this year at the end of the year with average number of shots on goal. I'm sure it's going to be pretty high as far as where their positioning is in the league. It's probably going to be one of the worst. So,
oh, for sure. I think they're at like a minus God knows what right now in the plus minus. So not a good defensive team, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think we'll start wrapping it up here. So in case you missed it and you want to catch us again, check out Teal Town USA everywhere. You can check us out on the YouTube Rewind if you wouldn't mind to like and subscribe and hit the bell notification. That way you know when we go live. Of course, if you're a long timer, you know we go live after every single Sharks game. And if you want to check it out in audio form, check it out on Apple Podcasts, the Google Store. I'm not sure what it's called anymore. But Google's music application, the YouTube Rewind, of course. You got SoundCloud, you got Spotify, TuneIn, iHeart, and the Odyssey app. And you can always check out the breakdown, the video cast, and the audio cast over at tealtownusa.com. And Jules, I'm going to leave you with the final thoughts and where the people can find you.
Yeah, y'all can find me at sharks_Jules. I'll probably be tweeting out during the Frozen Four final this Saturday, and the tank isn't ruined, so we can all calm down.
Yeah, and Felix just pointing out, just to make sure everybody knows, I mean, the Sharks are a -135 in goal differential. So, like,
lovely.
You know, great. I mean, that should pretty much tell everybody where they're at as far as their defensive play. So, All right. So, as far as where I'm at and where, you know, where you can find me, you can use my first name. That's E-R-I-K. Last name, L-A-N-D-I, across all of the social media garbage. And as far as my final thoughts, you know what? I'm just happy to see the kids starting to step up. I really want to have them end on high notes and, you know, go into next season, going into the camp, you know, just with some good feelings overall and feelings, you know, that they can start to build a little bit of confidence and build on it for next season. I want to see continued growth out of Thrun and you know, again, if we can see Devin Cooley continue to play with the amount of heart that he's playing, I think he could do some really good things and really special things on the net for the Sharks. But again, it's way too early. Goalies are black magic, so we'll see how it ends up. But of course, from everybody here at Teal Town USA, thank you very much for joining us. And you know how we love to leave it. We love to keep it teal. Keep it teal. Keep it. Oh, my goodness. Jules, can you end us?
What is? Oh, keep it real. Keep it teal. Keep it teal. Keep it real teal. There you go. We got it.
There we go. We got a little.
It's been a long season.
Yeah, it's been a long season, and we got another host in the making, I feel. Well, thank you, everybody, and have a great night. We'll see you after the game on Saturday.